15.0 reports, we have no reports today. Under 15.0 other, we have fire department and medical first responder annual registration. Who would like to take the lead on 15.1? Counselor Fisk?
That the Council of Regents of Queens Municipality approve the 2018-19 fire department and medical first response registration effective April 1st, 2018 for Greenfield and District Fire Department, Liverpool Firefighters Association, Mill Village and District Fire Department, North Queens Association, Fort Midway Fire Department, and West Queens Medical First Responders Society, according to the service level for each department, included on their 2018-2019 application for registration.
Seconder, Counselor Johnson. CAO, would you like to make this motion?
Sure. So, as part of the requirements of the Municipal Government Act, fire departments and emergency responders are required to register with the municipality. Simply, the municipality ensures that the boundaries are correct, that they're not overlapping, and that we just confirm that the level of service they're suggesting we're able to provide, that we just have a comfort level that they have the resources, whether it's the funding or the volunteers to provide that service. So the Municipal Government Act requires us to do it once, but the fire departments have asked us to do it every year, just to make sure it's up to date. If there's any change during the year, that's reflected. So before you today is those six applications with the details for each one which they've signed off on. As being agreeable if they feel comfortable that they're able to provide that level of service to the community. And then that gets updated to our dispatch service so they're aware that when there is a call for these bigger issues, they know who's available to be dispatched to a bigger level of service.
Any questions of councilors on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to 15.2, South Shore HRM regional meeting, April 23rd. CAO, would you like to give us an update?
Just sent to us from UNSM, just wondering who may attend or who's interested in attending this. So it's just on the agenda if people are interested. So let me know, and we'll just match register those that are interested in attending. So regional UNSM meeting.
This information item today will serve as the approval for those that wish to attend. Yes, Councilor Kelly?
I already replied. I didn't realize this would go through like this, but I already sent my regrets.
And normally we have Shelley Conley, our Executive Secretary, do the registration so that we have some records of those and no one falls through the cracks. Any other questions or comments on this one?
Where are you at?
Let's go down through Councilor Fisk. Do you have an interest?
Yes.
Yeah, I said yes.
When is it?
It's Monday, April 23rd.
Where's my family?
We attended the one last year. No clients.
Yeah. Councilor Fisk said no. Councilor Neal said no.
Councilor Kelly.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just confirm that that's for four people.
Thank you very much. We'll move on now to 15.3. Councilor Fancy had asked to give a report on his housing meeting. Councilor Fancy, floor is yours.
Okay. So Saturday, I was up to Hamganish and was at a meeting with affordable housing. And when I went there, I didn't know what it was going to be, because when we talk about affordable housing, and even as Nancy Green had brought over here this morning, what's affordable housing? And one big barometer uses 30% of your net income. And when there were people from as far down as Annapolis, up around to Cape Breton, Antigonish, Port Hawkesbury, they both had their mayors there. There was Halifax, and even down to St. St. Margaret's Bay who are looking at possibly doing something in the fall. And the more you talk with them, the more you realize it's a problem throughout the whole area. There, the affordable housing, as we even saw with Nancy Green here this morning, your average income, which we should say here is around $47,000, and you're looking at, that's the average. That's not for the people who are on fixed income, that's taking in the doctors and lawyers and everybody else. So when you take those people, if you take as Gil had mentioned here, the median is a more accurate place of where we are. And when we're looking at housing of 800 to 1,000, it's above the affordable amount for most people that are out looking for housing, especially seniors. So when we look at these houses being built, they're not being built affordable for our seniors. And our seniors are the issue. And the average age is going up. And there's Michael Graves and Penny Carver did a report down in Lunenburg in which I was able to take up and be able to speak to them both. And they all wanted the report, but it wasn't my report, so I couldn't give it out. So they said, look, we need a copy of that because you fellows are so far ahead of where the rest of the people are. Because they did something on co-living, co-housing, the village movement, cooperative housing, home share, tiny houses, and their conclusions and recommendations. So when I started talking to these people about that, I said, wow, I didn't know there were all these options. And they want to be able to look at saying, how can we come together and be unified to bring something to UNSM and say, this is what we're looking at. This is our problem. This is what we want to do. And because they're going to give us this shot of money here, saying, here's the money to try to fix the problem. We all want to just give a shot. Government likes to put a shot of money to fix the problem. We want to say, this is the problem we have. This is the problem as we're going forward. This is how our age demographics is and where we're going. For instance, there was a lady up there named Evelyn Cook, and she's into co-op housing, which they have up there. And they have a five building co-op, 79 units, and they finished paying off their mortgage in 2008. They don't have any elevator, and they have admission policy, so how you get in, how you apply to this. Now, if you have a room on the fourth floor and you don't have an elevator, you apply to the bottom floor. And so you can try to get yourself down, as hopefully as age goes along, you can be able to get to the bottom floor so you don't have to be using the elevator. She has a two-bedroom apartment, heat, water, and cable, and she pays $520 a month. That's affordable housing. That's something that could be able to do. That's a co-op program. You've got to have the units set aside for them. They have a problem up there because a lot of the, because it's a university town, and because it's a university town, it drives the price of the rents up. So they even went to say that they were trying to put these little apartments for, you know, a person could hardly turn around in and make it into eight units in there. So they put a bylaw in. Now they can only do four units. So that keeps it so they aren't making a fortune off these apartments, and it drives the price of the rent up for everybody else to be able to use. So some highlights is the people, we're going to get a paper back from all of our discussion, but the people are looking at saying, if we're going to have seniors, and we're going to have the seniors who are going to be a large majority of our population, that it would be nice to have a central area for people to go to too. Instead of just going to Tim Hortons or McDonald's, Tim Hortons and McDonald's don't have a lot of room to take a lot of seniors in or do something like that. But what would happen if you had a central area where you could be able to go and be able to even do woodworking and things like that? The people who are maybe former carpenters and things like that, that they, and gardening, of course, we already have the gardening, but to have something for the seniors to be able to have so they could be able to actually put back into society. We look at about the hospital shortages and things. We say that, do we want to build more complexes, the houses? That's not a really not a real good alternative. But if we could be able to have things that we could be able to help, things like what I talked to you before about the village movement, we could be able to have somebody look after the people so they could stay into their homes. And the co-housing of where people can be able to move in together, or up in sometimes in the university towns and other places, rather be a child that's going to school, will go in and live with this person, and they'll be do all their duties and things, but for free rent. So if we can look at all these alternatives of how we can be able to set up senior complexes and being able to make this work, then you're going to get away from a lot of this people waiting in the hospital getting a room, because they might be able to stay in their own home. And I like the government's thoughts on how that can do it, but we're not doing anything about it. We're just trying to, everybody's shooting the guns off here and there, and nobody's, we're not together on this. So they're going to have another meeting further down that we could be able to see if we can get together again, and let's get more streamlined, because they, like I said, they want to bring something to UNSF and say, this is what we want to do. This is what Nova Scotia wants to do as we go forward with our senior situation. And then say, what do we want to do? How can we look at all these alternative ways of doing things? Even talk to seniors more about, hey, look, you could stay in your own home if you could do this, if you could do that. Maybe there could be another senior who move in with them and help. These are all these types of ways, but we're not doing anything. We're all doing a little bit here and there, and we need to get it all together as we look at it. Transportation was an issue for about half the groups there. A lot of them were still just doing the transportation in their towns, and they weren't going to the outlying area. I like ours as a municipality where we're doing it. We're looking at this as all as one, because if you can't live outside, you can't do that. Again, what Nancy put up here, most of our homes are 57 years old. No, that's the average, isn't it? I forget how she said that this morning. But so a lot of these aren't really really efficient on how you can heat them. And one thing that I'm on the board with Nancy on is we're going to have I think a follow from Dalhousie this fall, write up something on the minimum standards for renters. And so he's supposed to be writing this up this fall so we can build it. And I told them about that, and they were all excited about that, because they weren't looking at that. So we can be able to say that somebody who has rented units, they have to meet a certain standard. Most of the places, like here in Queens, all of our renting units are rented. So who's going to complain about their renting unit and have a chance of getting kicked out and then somebody else taking it over, because there's people waiting for the rent? So they thought it was a lot of time with the seniors don't complain, because they'll say, well, I've got something, I don't want to lose it. So all these types of things are parts of what we have to look at, and it's becoming a problem, and I think we could be part of the solution if we can get this all together.
Thank you, Councilor Fancy. Are there any questions of Councilor Fancy on this report? Hearing none, thank you, Councilor Fancy.
You're welcome.
We will move on now to 16.0 in camera, a motion to go in camera.